Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
We've been reading through the blogs, and in doing so, a few always rise to the top. That's why we have Blog of the Week every week this time. Jeff picks his, I pick mine, and if you want us to read yours, if you're blogging and you'd like us to notice, put the Issues Etc. widget at your blog. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click support at the bottom of the page. You'll find the widget. You can put it on your blog. Simple instructions are right there. Let us know you did. Talk back at issuesetc.org, and then we'll start reading your blog, and maybe we'll pick it, just like this one that Jeff picked this week.
Mine is Wheaton's blog. It's a blog post titled, One of the Most Important and Most Neglected Statements in the Lutheran Confessions, and he quotes from the Confessions, they abolish true divine services, for example, the exercises of faith struggling with despair. True worship equals exercising faith to strengthen it as it struggles with despair. Welcome to the Christian life. Faith struggles to hold tight to and live from the promises of God in the face of what appears to be their utter foolishness and negation by this world. You are holy. Sure you are. God will provide for all your needs. You've got to be kidding. You know that your rotting flesh is going to rise from the dead in glory. What have you been smoking? You believe that there is plain meaning and purpose behind the events of this world and your life? Baby, you are just a speck of dust on this speck of dust we call earth, floating in the middle of one vast, cold, and empty universe, and there is no meaning to your life or to any of this. Deal with it. Bread and wine are the body and blood from some dude who walked this earth 2,000 years ago and give you a life that never ends? Where are the men in the white suits already? And so on, and the battle goes. The Christian will come to live by the story told by the promises of God's word, and so be transformed by them, and of course find them utterly and blessedly true, or he will succumb to the enemy's designs and despair of the promises by believing Satan's lies. Divine worship is a battle to strengthen faith for holding on to the promises. We know faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. Faith comes from the promises. They are what the Holy Spirit uses to give and to strengthen faith. So we hurl the promises at each other, drench each other in them, wrap each other up in them to help one another in the struggle as we live in this very broken and damaged world, stumbling on, crawling toward the joys of the age that is to come, where everything that is not love will at last and blessedly be history. My pick for Blog of the Week, Wheaton's blog.
My pick comes from Liturgy Solutions. I think it's some guy up there in Naperville, Illinois, who blogs, and he's talking about all the jargon that we use nowadays in the church. He says, I think it's fair to ask whether the church is being shaped by the world rather than by the word when we use so many buzzwords that carry either modernist or postmodernist freight. He names a few: perspective, relative, impact, diversity, empower, community. He says none of these words are necessarily wrong when used carefully, but they all stem from the world of relativism. So careful use should also mean minimal use, lest the words echo in the body of Christ and overwhelm the common sense biblical way in which the church has historically spoken. See, confess, convict, nations, save, communion. Words matter, he says. Are we sharing different glimpses of glory in a passionate way so that we can grow stronger by enlarging the numbers of our faith community? Or are we to share that what we have seen with our neighbor, that they may know the truth and be freed to join us at the Lord's table? The former is the way of organizations marketing themselves to religious consumers. The latter is what we read about in the scriptures. Can we have it both ways? My answer to his question, no, we can't. If you, your pastor, some church leader, can't speak to you without using the buzzwords of postmodernism, business and marketing, he should probably find something else to say, or better yet, something else to do with his life. If he can't speak to you using the vocabulary of Scripture, maybe he should find a job someplace else. My blog pick of the week, you'll find most of our blog picks, mine and Jeff's, at our website, issuesetc.org. Hour two of Issues Etc. is next. We'll start out remembering 37 years of legalized abortion. Maggie Carner will join us live from the Washington March for Life. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.